Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Grasso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Masterson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Walt Masterson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cohn. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Avila applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan takes first base on ball four. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Busby reaches second base with a double. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Busby moves to third. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso fires to first and picks off Mitchell. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-1 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. Jensen moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Jensen scores. It's Senators, 1, Indians, 1. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Easter moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Busby reaches second base with a double. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 0 for 1 in the game. Grasso hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Masterson takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Busby moves to third. Masterson moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a line drive towards short. Strickland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 2 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Avila is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Easter moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Easter scores. Rosen moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosen scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Strickland reaches second base with a double. Simpson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 0-for-2 in the game. Grasso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Taylor pinch hits for Walt Masterson. Fred Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Randy Gumpert now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-3 in the game. Cohn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simpson bunts in front of the plate. Grasso fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosen moves to third. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen scores. It's 5-1, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan moves to third. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Lemon moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Majeski now playing third base. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. Vernon moves to second. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.